Thank you, automatic voice. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SSMU Legislative Council public session. The meeting is called to order at 18:04 on September 30th, 2021. The Student Society of McGill University acknowledges that McGill University is situated on the traditional and unceded territory of the Haudenosaunee and Anishinaabe nations. The Student Society of McGill University recognizes and respects these nations as the true and constant custodians of the lands and waters on which we meet today. Further, the Student Society of McGill University commits to and respects the traditional laws and customs of these territories. Now, before we move to attendance, I'd like to call you all to a moment of silence. As today is a day of truth and reconciliation. And so we'll be having a minute of silence to reflect and to think about the signification of today. Thank you all. All right. We'll now move to agenda item number 4, the attendance. Councillor Kusa?
Present.
Councillor Ford?
He resigned, so.
Indeed, we should have updated that. Yeah, thank you. Councillor Javed?
Present.
Councillor Gurung.
Present.
Councillor Holton.
Present.
Councillor Josu.
Present.
Councillor Awan. Councillor Dagduki. Absent. Councillor Wen Yu.
I'm sorry, it's Han Wen, but present.
Sorry, my apologies.
Yeah, no, it's okay. No problem.
Councillor Liao.
Present.
Councillor Pensi.
Present.
Councillor Belia.
Present.
Councillor Kugelmas. Councillor Kugelmas. Please mark the councillor as absent. Councillor Desrochers.
Present.
Merci. Councillor Saad.
Present.
Councillor Zhang.
Present.
Councillor Wan.
Present.
Councillor Khodadadi.
Present.
Councillor Eiley. Councillor Eiley. Councillor Khamis.
Present.
Councillor Kwasi. Councillor Kazi. Councillor Tiniakos.
Present.
Councillor Claret.
Present.
Councillor Kayar. Councillor Kayao? Councillor Downey? Apologize, VP Downey.
Present.
VP Haisele Kubiya?
Present.
VP Paulin?
Present.
VP Delouvrier?
Present.
VP Sader?
Present.
All right, thank you all. I was informed that Councillor Kazi has just joined.
Sorry, Wi-Fi problems.
No worries. All right. So we'll now be moving to agenda item number five. Could we get somebody to move for the agenda?
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Thank you. Please raise your hand and I'll name you. That way we can be more organized. Councillor Wan? Oh, Councillor Wan.
Thank you. Yeah, I have an amendment. I'd like to move agenda item 10A to item number 6 on the agenda, please. So bump that up, please.
All right, is there any objection? Councillor Downey? VP Downey?
Apologies, I was just going to second. That's not an objection.
No worries. We'll be moving item number 10 to item number 6, please. Perfect. With that done, is there any other amendments to the agenda? Seeing none, can I get a motion to adopt the agenda? Councillor Wan?
So moved.
Thank you. Anybody wish to second? VP Sader?
Second.
Perfect. All right. Seeing this, we will now be moving to old business. So this is the motion regarding Campus Outaouais representation at the SMU Legislative Council. This motion was presented last week. And so we will now, give me a second, I'll just pull out the motion. Yeah, so as it was presented, already last week, we will be simply giving the floor to Councillor Wan to respond to questions. If you would like a refresher, I believe we can do a short presentation period. That way people can be refreshed as to the meaning of the motion. If there's any objection. All right, so Councillor Wan, I'll give you 5 minutes to just refresh everybody as to your motion.
Perfect, thanks very much. So ultimately this motion aims to ensure that there's proper representation of Campus Outaouais at Legislative Council. This motion was actually initially started in October of 2020, so about a year ago. However, it met many delays at many different levels, and it resulted in Campus Outaouais having a new requisition on their council, but there not being a spot for them to fill on Legislative Council. So some of you may have met Alex Beaulieu-Shearer. He was actually the representative who was elected to be the spot. Currently, as it stands, Campus Outaouais students are located in Outaouais, which is in Gatineau in Quebec. They also are instructed in French, which is it's not English. So the students at this campus meet a unique challenge in that they are instructed in a different language, and they're also geographically separated from the rest of McGill campus that is primarily located in downtown Montreal. As such, without a representative on Legislative Council, they aren't adequately represented, and their needs aren't adequately voiced at this level. As such, we thought that they deserve a spot on Legislative Council where a representative could share their concerns, which are unique in both language and geography. And yes, that's why we're presenting this motion today. I stand for questions.
Thank you very much, Councillor. We'll now be moving to a question period. So all those who wish to ask questions, please raise your hands. VP Sader.
Thank you, Councillor Wan. I think this is an excellent initiative. I just had a question essentially on logistics moving forward after this year. So something that's mentioned in the motion is specifically the idea of having, of this being possible with the unique geography because Ledge Council is happening online and thus the it is easy for the councillor to attend sessions. What is the plan, I guess, if/when Ledge Council moves back in person? Is this essentially pushing for the idea that Legislative Council should stay online, or is there a plan in place for if/when that transition happens?
May I respond directly?
Yeah, feel free to respond directly. You have a rolling timer.
Thank you. So I believe that a hybrid session could be possible. I do not, this motion's scope is limited to the role itself. I don't plan on modifying the standing rules for future legislative councils within this role, this motion, sorry. But I think that there are options in place, for example, in future years legislative council, where we can perhaps in the standing rules say that for those students who aren't located in downtown Montreal, they are able to teleconference in. So I think that this option could also be extended to, for example, the representative from MAC campus. But I think that the scope of this motion is limited to their representation and not, I guess, how this hybrid session would work. That's, this should be thought out in the standing rules in future legislative councils.
Thank you. Vicky Paulet.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay, great. So I just had a question about optics. So this motion calls for the changing of the constitution. However, we are already planning on revising the constitution later this year. So that would mean that we are going to be changing the constitution 2 times in 1 year. And I'm just worried about the logistics of this and if this motion could possibly wait until we will be revising the constitution later this year. So we only revise it 1 time this year. I was wondering what you thought about that, just so we don't have to change it twice.
Yeah, so I'm open to having, this question is supposed to be posed at the referendum, which I believe is when the other constitutional changes would be. So as such, there would be 2 questions on the same referendum. So I think that this would count as maybe two changes, but at the same time. As last year, what happened was this motion was supposed to be amalgamated with the other changes. However, those changes weren't adopted due to, I believe, quorum issues last fall referendum in 2020. So as such, we decided to, the aim of Campus Way and I are to have this as a separate question to avoid some of the issues we ran into last year. So hopefully that helps. So it's 2 questions about the Constitution, but being asked at the same time at referenda, whenever it happens, hopefully fall 2021 or winter 2021.
We still have a few minutes on question period. Oh, great. Maybe Sader.
I had just one last question relating to this. So essentially, if I remember correctly, I believe MCSS has a seat on Legislative Council, and it is a non-voting seat. And so it is in a somewhat similar position to the get-to-know constituency, except for the fact that, as far as I know, there is no SMU equivalent, say, for the get-to-know branch. And so my question are there any plans and discussion of such a alternative service happening? Or is the get-to-know, I guess, constituency staying within SMU? Because I think that would have a difference on whether or not it should be voting or non-voting. Stays within SMU, it should be voting. If it's planning on having something like MCSS, however, I think it would make more sense to have this as a non-voting position.
Thanks for your question, Vivi Sader. So it's currently get-to-know campus students pay SMU fees. And in the foreseeable future, they are going to stay in SMU. Currently, they pay for all the same clubs and fee services that downtown Montreal campus students pay for. So currently, in my view, they're being taxed without being represented. So as such, I think they're going to stay within the SMU, and there are no current plans, as far as I'm aware, to adopt the local University of Quebec at Outaouais Student Society. So they will stay in SMU. And if there are any changes, we can discuss this in the future. But for the foreseeable future, like I said, they are going to be a SMU student group.
Thank you. We have about a minute left for question period. So if there's any other questions, please raise your hands. Seeing none, we will be moving to debate period. Starting, I'll transfer the time, so starting with 6 minutes. If there are any people who want to speak, please raise your hands. All right, well, seeing nobody wishes to debate, we will now be entering directly into voting for this motion. You can find the voting form, same as last time. Please ignore the consent item this time as we put this motion on top. So just go directly into the voting form for motion regarding Campus Outaouais representation. Raise your hands if you have any trouble, I'll guide you through it.
I'm just on the bus, so I'm having a hard time accessing the form. Could I possibly message the chair my vote?
Sure, that will work.
Thank you.
Councillor Josu?
Yes, I was about to ask if the document could be put in the chat, but someone just did so.
Perfect. Now, I'd like to please remind you to vote. It is essential that you vote. You represent students. You not voting is against your job. Your job is to represent students. Vote. All right. Voting closes in 10 seconds. Councillor Josu?
I just forgot to lower my rent. Sorry
no
about
worries.
That.
Don't worry about it. All right, we'll be closing voting with 23 votes for this motion passes unanimously. All right. So we will now be moving to old business B. So agenda item number 6B. Yes, VP Sater.
I don't know what kind of point this would be, but I believe 6B is supposed to be its own points, which would be point 7, I believe, if I remember correctly, rather than under old business.
That would make more sense. We might have accidentally moved it when we... Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right, perfect. So we'll be moving to agenda point number 7. Thank you, VP Sater. The report of the steering committee. So one moment. I'll pull out our report. All right. One moment. I'll be able to present it for you. My apologies, I forgot to open it in advance. All right. So the steering committee was held on this Monday, the 27th. Present were myself, the governance manager, the parliamentarian, as well as the two councillors, as well as one of the two councillors elected last time. The reason being that our meeting was done quite last minute. And so the organization between the steering committee members was hard to accomplish. The steering committee discussed the implementation of the minute of silence, which we have already done. But more importantly, the steering committee discussed possible changes to the schedule of the Legislative Council. You will be sent, all of you members, in the next few days, a form asking to collect some data about a possible change to the schedule of the Legislative Council. So these changes will include, but not be limited to, changes onto the day of the week which the council will be held, the time which the council will be held, as well as the frequency that council will be held. So we will be sending that form in sometime soon. This is also what we ask, what the next point of this steering committee is, the generative discussion. It is to discuss this possibility of changes on the schedule. Our goal is to make sure that for all councillors, you're able to come to this meeting without any trouble and that it doesn't conflict with any of your schedules. That way you can complete your job as a councillor. So that is the report. We'll be moving to the generative discussion on the meeting schedule exactly on this topic. So if anybody wishes to speak, please raise your hands. Councillor Josu.
Yes, were suggestions made already on when the meetings will be held, or we are just waiting for the forms to be sent out?
The form should be sent out in the next few days regarding this topic. And this form will serve to just get an idea of, you know, the general feeling of the council. VP Sater.
Thank you, Speaker. Personally, I would be reticent to change the schedule because from my understanding, at least for this semester, it was my understanding it would be Thursday evenings. I'm assuming that was the understanding for other councillors. I based my schedule on this. So it would cause personally issues if we needed to change the time. Because the time is, to me, naturally, I don't know, like this was what I planned on. So that would be one of the concerns I had for changing it for this semester, but I would be open to changing it for next semester since we'd be able to plan at that point what our schedule would look like. But it would be difficult for me to all of a sudden have this change in time.
Thank you. Councillor Zhang.
Thank you, Speaker. I just wanted to express that I personally do have a reoccurring conflict with this meeting. I'm actually missing another commitment right now to be here, and that's the case for me for every meeting this semester. With that being said, what would be the case if, say, we put out a general feeler and the majority of councillors are not in favor of changing the time, or we change to a time and there's someone else that I cannot accommodate to? What happens to people who have reoccurring conflicts and simply cannot attend?
Thank you. VP External Affairs.
Thank you. I'd like to echo the Vice President Finance's points. I know as an individual, but much more importantly as an executive, and I think I can speak on behalf of all of the executives. We have quite a lot of work and quite a lot of recurring meetings, whether it be with permanent staff or with our casual staff or personally with other external actors. And changing the time of the Legislative Council would be difficult at this time, just because now that the semester has more than begun and that we are well into the semester, a lot of recurring scheduling situations are set for the semester. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President. Are there any other speakers? Councillor Zhang.
Sorry, another additional comment. None of the counselors, at least not myself or my co-counselor from management, were consulted on the scheduling of the legislative council. If we had been communicated to earlier, I could have told you that Thursdays don't work for me personally, and I'm sure others would have communicated their conflicts as well. And I feel like it's a bit unfair that this scheduling was done without us, and this change isn't being proposed until now, which is giving us a lot of very valid issues, as the VPs have expressed. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Councillor Tiniakos?
Yes, so I just would like to say that I'm informally a returning councillor, and I can speak for the fact that for the past 3 years, the meeting has been held at this exact same time, at this exact same day. So this is why I'm assuming the councillors were not consulted. But I just wanted also to say that, I don't know if it's just me, but I cannot find the new proposed schedule or like the report of the steering committee. Would it be possible to send it in the group chat?
Thank you. So just separate, I know I'm not supposed to intervene, but about that, the report of the steering committee will be posted. It hasn't yet, as it has not been finalized, but in the meantime, we will be sending, so this generative discussion really is to just get a better sense of the room before we send in just a general data collection. We really want to just be able to adapt for what is best for all the counselors. So if a change is not for the best, of course that won't happen. VP External Affairs.
Thank you. Yeah, in regards to council meeting times and conflicts, while a change in the time would create conflicts for a lot of people who might already have conflicts, such as myself, I also know that historically, the meeting of the Legislative Council has been on Thursdays at this time, and I believe that other commitments would be rendered, not the right word isn't ineffective, but that people should have taken that into account when taking this commitment, and that maybe if we do decide to change the scheduling for next semester, we should also take people's commitments into account, commitments and obligations. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Josu?
Yes, so as a rookie counselor, I am also trying to learn a bit, and I also have to admit that in my state of things, since I am also currently missing on other commitments, or like, you know, there was a possibility of maybe doing the meetings on weekends.
Thank you, Councillor Josu. We will add that probably as an option within the form you'll be sending. Is there any other questions? Any other discussion points? All right, seeing none, we'll be putting an end to this generative discussion. Thank you all, it was very productive and gave us a good insight within the next step of this idea. We'll now be moving to agenda item number eight, my apologies, the announcements. So I'll leave the floor open to anybody who has announcements. VP Sater.
Yes, so this is a quick fund announcement. If anyone is interested, and we need people for both the funding committee and essentially the insurance committee, the health and dental committee. I believe no counselors signed up for it last time, or at least not enough. We want to start meeting as soon as possible. These are incredible opportunities, especially because you can actually impact a lot of people, and there's a lot of work you can do, especially in regards to social justice on both these committees. So if anyone's interested at all, please send me a message. Please sign up for it. These committees are the lifeblood of clubs and services and the lifeblood of our insurance program. We need people on them. Please, please, please apply if you haven't already. Thank you.
Thank you very much. VP External Affairs.
Thank you. I'm not going to do a round of the committees that fall under the External Affairs portfolio because those could take a while, especially if every exec did this, but I would like to emphasize the Affordable Student Housing Committee, similarly to the way the Vice President Finance emphasized the funding committee, simply because we need counselors, considering that our partner, UTL, so the outside company with which we work for the Affordable Student Housing Plan, has found possible plots of lands, and the Affordable Student Housing Committee needs to start meeting ASAP to discuss the different areas on which we could conduct said plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I leave the floor open if there's any other announcements. All right, seeing none, we'll now be entering question period. Before we go into general questions, we will entertain questions from Councillor Tiniakos, who has sent them in advance. So,
Hello, everyone.
Sorry, Councillor Tiniakos. As for the regulations, I will read them out loud, and then people will be able to ask you questions, or at least answer your questions. All right, so I will read all the questions in one by one. Seeing as the question period has a time of 5 minutes, I'll be allowing 2 minutes per question. All right, so the first question is about the drive safe / walk safe programs. The question is, why are DriveSafe and WalkSafe, two of the most important services SMU operates, being cut with no words to the student body? VP Haise Gubia.
I can answer that. So both DriveSafe and WalkSafe are planning to operate in October. I'm not sure when, but they were not able to start because they're volunteer-based. They didn't allow them to do so. So they start recruiting a lot more people. So that's the answer. They're really trying to get back on track. It's just really hard with COVID and regulations to throw volunteers out there. It's not safe for them. And both presidents from DriveSafe and WalkSafe are not comfortable doing so. So that's the answer I can give.
Thank you. Councillor Claret?
I just want to mention, I have a call scheduled tonight with the DriveSafe president, so I can update you guys next council about that.
That would be appreciated, I believe, for the entirety of council. All right, so we'll move to the second question. This question has to do with UVic. Why is a key part of this protest about the lack of student consultation when SMU and the university have been running consultations since 2017? A second part of this question is, why has there been no public student consultations about SMU's position regarding to the Royal Vic? Vice President Delouvrier?
Thank you. I thought we had cleared this topic last week, but apparently not. The reason why a big emphasis on student consultation is being made is because after meeting with the McGill administration, we realized that they had not done proper consultation with many groups that should have been consulted with regarding the Royal Victoria Hospital, specifically regarding Indigenous communities, local community groups, and student communities. At this time, after meeting with McGill University regarding their master plan for the site, we realized that McGill had no willingness to budge on their plan and listen to student needs regarding the website and regarding the second part of your question, if I'm not mistaken and didn't forget it, consultation with the majority of the student body was not directly made because simply this was a time sensitive issue, and the position that we took stood by the SMOOS position book. So we felt no need to go and burden students with yet another survey or yet something else. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. I'll be extending the question period by 2 minutes. 2 minutes. That way, if there are any other questions that people would like to ask, or if Councillor Diniakos would like to add another question to his questions, he can feel free to do so. So I'll be extending the question period for 2 minutes. Please raise your hands if you have any questions. Councillor Josu.
Yes, I would like to know if there has been an update on the auxiliary fees moratorium.
If anybody can answer that question, feel free to raise your hands. If not, we can also defer that question to next week. All right, so I believe, unless Councillor Khamis, you have an answer, but I believe that was for another question.
Oh, yes, that's for another question.
All right, so Councillor Josu will be deferring your question to next week. Feel free to send me an email with that question, to next Legislative Council. Feel free to send me an email with your question, and we'll be able to forward it to whichever executive has an answer so that they may answer you in a more proper detail next question period.
Thank you.
Councillor Khamis.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. So I was just wondering why President Dayanani wasn't present at today's Legislative Council meeting.
Vice President Pulling.
So he's currently unavailable at the moment. That is all I can say at this time.
Thank you. Councillor Tiniakos.
It is of my understanding that it's part of the duties as a president of the SSNU to be part of this meeting. This is the second meeting in a row that he's not attending. Will we have the president of the leading figure of the society present in our meetings?
Vice President Pulling.
So as I said, right now he's unavailable. Obviously the president is supposed to be here, but he can't make these meetings at this moment. So we will continue to update you on whether or not he is available, but at the moment he is not, and that is all I can say.
Thank you. With that, question period has ended. Unless there is a motion to extend, we will be moving, we'll be actually skipping item number 10. As there are no more consent items since we voted on motion regarding Campus Utawe representation earlier. So is there any, Councillor Tiniakos?
Sorry, I just wanted to motion to suspend standing rules and move for a generative discussion on sexism and silence in the SSMU, as well as accountability of the executives.
That is in order. You will need a second for this motion. Councillor Khamis.
Seconded.
Perfect. Let us quickly create a poll.
Sorry, would it be possible for me, this can be out of order, but to motivate this motion briefly, 30 seconds?
That would be out of order. Sadly, we can't allow you to motivate because then we'd have to allow people to respond to it and extend debate. So that is sadly out of order, but we will have a vote. So to suspend the rule needs a 3/4 majority. So I will be creating a poll. One moment. All right, please just interrupt me if this is not working out. But I will launch the poll now. You will have 1 minute to answer it. Councillor Yu?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how to access the voting form for this one.
So if you click, like it should have popped out on your screen.
Don't see it. Yeah, that's why.
If you click the poll option, you see a poll option on the bottom of your screen.
Okay, I see it. Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. No worries. Were you able to vote?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. With 12 votes yes. Oh, let me end the poll first. There you go. With 12 vote yes, 5 votes no, and 8 abstentions, this suspension of the rules does not pass, as it requires a 3/4 majority. Seeing this, we'll now be moving to agenda item number 11. So this is to quickly remind you that the McGill that McGill University is organizing tonight some events for the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. If somebody wishes to give more detail, I will leave the floor to you for a minute or two. If not, I would like to personally encourage you to participate in these events if you can. It is essential for us as students on unceded territory to participate in these events and truly remember what all those land acknowledgements and all those orange t-shirts really mean. Councillor Yu?
I'm sorry, the raised hand just from before.
No worries. All right, seeing none, we'll now be entering into a confidential session. I will be asking everybody who is not a counselor or an executive to please leave.